You ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit on my phone. Sit it right here.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna drink wine and record a podcast. But only us will be able to hear it, Travis. Nobody else will be able to hear it.
Why nobody else can hear this shit?
Because it's just for us.
Okay.
Here's your...
But what if I want my kids to listen to my podcast?
Okay, I guess they can listen to that.
And what about my grandparents?
Your grandparents?
Yeah, you
have
to listen to
me
up
there. All right, true. I'll put it in the cloud. All right, it's pretty much, it's going to be like an interview. I'm interviewing you. You want to drink some wine?
I feel like you're trying to drag me or get me drunk.
Maybe.
Oh, this is really good.
It is pretty good.
Damn, it don't even taste like wine.
This is your favorite wine?
Yeah, because it's just like juice.
Might not.
I don't think so.
It sounds like somebody not. We'll go check.
This is why black people always die, because they always go in the dark trying to find out what the fuck is going on outside. But I'm not doing that. That's why you don't even see Hispanics in scary movies, because of that same fact. Where it's like, you know. Where it's like scary movies and shit. We're not even in those movies. Ever. And if we are, we're in a scene where we're probably selling some shit. So we're the safest, to be honest. White. Black. Oh, Breeze TV is here. I don't know if you can hear her yelling, but the fact that we had to go over there and get her TV, wild shit already. But yeah.
It's a Breeze TV.
Alright, so now we have a new TV in the house.
Well, she has a new TV. It's obviously gonna be in the room.
So they got two TVs in the room. So let's get down to the nitty gritty, man.
What up?
What's the three best nachos you could get in LA?
I would have to say probably Cabo. And that's it. Because I don't know. Oh, wait. Yard House, for sure.
Yard House?
Yeah, it has pretty cool nachos.
I ain't never had Yard House nachos.
Mm-hmm. On Tuesdays, it's like $7. Or not Tuesdays, it's every happy hour, it's $7. I used to go there and get it with you. I used to share it with you.
What would I get?
Yeah, what did you get? Come on, you can guess what you got.
a chicken sandwich or something?
Yeah, the chicken sandwich.
That's racist.
No, not racist at all. That's your favorite.
Top three favorite Disney characters.
Top three?
Not movies. Favorite characters.
Moana.
Really? She got one movie.
She only needed
one. Like little kids? You a pervert.
What do you mean? You said top.
Nah, go ahead.
What did you say? Top what?
Three favorite characters.
Yeah.
Characters. A little girl's your favorite?
What do you mean, though? Did you not say Disney?
I did say Disney. There's adults in Disney.
Who the fuck? You never said what character are you interested in. You said what's your favorite.
I know. Why is a little girl your favorite?
Why not? That's the whole point about Disney. Weird. It's go making ahead. You feel like you're a little girl again.
I feel like a grown man when I watch Disney right now.
Do you feel like a grown man? Yeah. It's supposed to take you back to the kids' days. It's supposed to take you back to when you were a kid. Just like when you're at Disneyland, you're supposed to be taken back to when you were a kid.
When I was a kid, my mom would be able to buy me something at Disneyland. Now that I'm an adult, I can't call my mom to buy me something at Disneyland.
How many times did you go to Disneyland?
Every time I go to Disneyland, I spend at least, not including ticket, like $60 to $100.
Which is not a lot.
Parking, eating. For one day, a day that I'm spending most of the time in lines.
See, that's the thing about you millennials. I'm just kidding. No, that's the thing about you, though. Is you're thinking about the money, right? As opposed to, that's a trip. People fly from all over the world to come to Disneyland to spend money at Disneyland to have a good time, to have a good experience. The only way to have a good experience at Disneyland is by spending money. Yes, it's a rich town. It's a rich
thing. You only get to get on three things. The lines are so long.
But that's because it's the enjoyment of being with your family. The line wait.
It's been the same rides for years.
Because there's nothing different on
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Because it's a classic. And that's not true. It's not true. Because they did change it up. I used to not have Jack Sparrow and shit like that.
Alright.
They switched it
up.
You
didn't even intro people into our show. You gotta introduce people to the show.
There is nobody to introduce.
Welcome, y'all. This is the new podcast with me and Steph. I'm going to call it Talking to My Girlfriend.
I'm going to call it Stella Rose.
How you going to call it something else? I just named it. Because
that's swaggy.
Stella Rose?
Yeah.
Sound like a stripper or something. Oh, weak. Stella Rose. Stella Rose.
That sounds cool.
This wine was how much?
15.
So you think our podcast is $15 wine? We ain't even an expensive wine.
It is. It was actually on sale. So it's normally $25.
Mm.
So it's not super expensive, but it's not expensive.
Let's get to the hard-hitting questions. Okay. So why do people came here?
We're moving so fast on this podcast. Do you even know?
I got other interviews over here. I got to talk to my other girlfriend. Wait, is it still recording? I think it's still recording. Yeah, it's still recording. The hard-hitting questions. Mm-hmm. Why do you look like that? No, I'm just playing. Why don't you treat me nicer?
You're ungrateful. That's what you are. So the real question here is, how can you be more grateful?
How can I be more grateful? I don't know. I was thinking.
You know what, Cameron? Hey, welcome to my Stella Rose. This is my podcast now, and you're in my house. Now, as you take a sip of your wine, give me three things you want to achieve in the next 5 years.
Making you happy, number one. Putting a smile on your face, number two. Being the best version of myself that I can be for you, number three. Those are my what I want to do within the next 5 years.
Okay, can you be more specific?
I want to put a smile on your face every day I wake up. I want to love you as much as I can every day I wake up.
Now let's get down to it.
Why you keep smacking my table? I smack the table. You even smack it right. You smack the two hands. It's like
this is different. It's Stella Rose. This is my interview.
You're trying to flip it. Stephanie Kelly. You're trying to flip it. Why was those kids tied up? who's your favorite three Disney characters? Yeah, I'll tell you mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Simba. It's gonna be one. It's a tie for number two. I think it's Woody and Buzz.
Can't be ties.
They go together.
They can't be
they
ties.
They go together.
You have to choose.
All right, give me Woody.
Okay.
Pause. Go ahead.
Oh my God, am I ruining your date now?
We're just doing a podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Bri.
Yeah. No one else is going to hear it, but us three now.
Well, you should not.
I just want to leave it in here. I'm not going to open it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Can we open it?
So, if I'm listening.
Okay.
If I'm listening in a few years, okay. Bri's going to drop off her TV here because she has a lot of shit going on with Diane. So, we're going to see where she's at in about... Whenever I listen to this, probably in like a year or two.
What if they're married?
They're not gonna be married.
She just bought a TV. It's nice.
Is it big?
It's big, yeah.
How big?
I don't know if it's bigger than mine, but it's up there.
Dang.
It might be bigger than mine.
Really? Is that big?
Yeah. Shout out to her.
How many inches did she get? I don't know. How many inches did you get? Oh, 50 inch.
50 inch.
What is yours?
55.
Is this in the way?
No.
I can't open it, so I'm gonna just leave it in there.
It's bigger than yours.
Yeah.
Yours is like 46.
She paid $200 for this?
I think so. She got a deal because of her brother.
Dang, $200.
Who's your top three? I'm gonna go with Hercules to round it out. Symbol, okay. Woody, Hercules.
I'm going to go with Goofy, Moana. Goofy, Moana, and Mickey. Stick with the basics.
Sweet. No, I'll just say. All right. Glad we got the hard-hitting questions. I forget the code to your phone, sorry. If we could pick one actor, you have to pick one actor to play me and one actress to be you in a movie. I gotta do the same. Who would you pick? I know your Batman name, so you can say what movie they was in.
Wait, what?
You gotta, they're making the Cam and Steph movie. Who's the actors?
Cam would be... very talkative.
Michael B. Jordan, Chris Brown.
No, not at all. More so like you would be like dang, I wouldn't even like I don't know how to
damn. Alright, so it'll be two you. So I gotta get the older version again. So the younger version it'll be Janae Aiko. Okay. It'll be her. It'd be like a movie like Bonnie and Clyde. But like a futuristic ninja.
So you say you look like Big Sean?
No, I'm too tall. I gotta be somebody taller than Big Sean. For me, give me Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
Okay. Because it's like an action, sci-fi, Bonnie and Clyde. But we're like...
You're like a Jack. We could be this Jack. Is us.
I'm a white guy.
What's wrong?
Alright, but yeah, in my movie, it's a sci-fi Bonnie and Clyde, like aliens and robots and shit, and we like, it's no guns. It's like only swords and shit, and like we robbing banks, doing ninja shit, like with swords and shit. We ultimately get away with it, and at the end, we live in like a space version of Cuba, like off the grid, but living on the run forever.
Forever though? I don't know how I feel about running away forever.
It's not.
That's a lot of work. Because it's like, damn, we really got to run away. Like, somebody see us, the cops see us, we got to run. There's no life.
You ever seen Tron?
Have I ever seen Run?
Tron.
Yeah, the... It's like...
They had like lights and shit? Mm-hmm. That's the armor I'm thinking. Yeah, that's the like badass shit.
That just sounds like Power Rangers all wrapped up in a little bit of that. But that's literally Power Rangers. He's literally
but nah, but like we just thinking about like Power Rangers. Some mafia shit. Like Kingpin from Spider-Man. Like, he sent his ghouls after us. Alright. What's yours? Chris Brown and Janae for our movie. In the older version, I'll go with J-Lo, and I'll be P. Diddy. Or LeBron. Get J-Lo and LeBron.
You think J-Lo and LeBron would fit?
I think I'm built like LeBron. I'm trying to get somebody close to my body's eyes. And him or The Rock is what I was thinking.
You are definitely pretty big, so yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It had to be a big guy, but
more wine?
No, I'm still sipping on mine. You done with yours?
Yeah,
I mean, don't tap in without tapping out.
What type of college frat shit is that?
That's just the rules.
Don't tap in without tapping out.
Yeah.
People's reacting to my story on Instagram. I said, Dave, the Lil Dicky show was the best show of 2020. Mm-hmm. It's early. 2020, we're only in the fifth month, but I'm really thinking it's going to be the best show this year.
Now, is it better than The Challenge, though?
The Challenge has been doing... You're a little bit new to this.
Okay.
I know you... Yeah, it's nice. It got your blood boiling. Like, you're like, ooh, I like this. The Challenge is like the NBA for me. It's been around for years. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is just another great season. This is a great season.
Uh-huh.
I think right now, yes, it's better than The Challenge. But we're only three episodes in on The Challenge.
Four.
Would you ever go back and watch other challenges, or you want to...
I tried. There's no episodes.
Yeah, there is. On the MTV app?
No, I tried.
They do, I promise.
I tried it.
I promise. Right here. We can watch it tonight after the podcast.
Okay.
Back to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
People want to get to know you. You never said what actor or actress, though.
Fuck all that. Oh, okay. I can be Mila Kunis, and you can be Ashton Kutcher.
We could also be Jim and Pam from The Office.
Or you can be Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, I like that movie.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I like that movie.
Sunny days.
It's a serious question.
Yeah.
Best TV show couple. I'm going to say some names to you, just so you can...
You don't have to. Just that. Sure? Just that. Yeah.
Because I know what it
just
comes...
Just that.
Okay. Because I know it just...
Just be quiet. Now, you may disagree on this, or you may agree on this, but I'm 100% sure that you won't agree with this. I believe... Damn, it's really hard. But I'm going to go with Jim and Pam. Now, I'm going to explain why, though. Yes, it took a while for him to get with her, but... It's literally the story of how they found love, had kids, even had their small little problems here and there. And they just seem to have a very good connection. I've never seen two people.
Let me ask you a couple questions about
such
Pam
a
now.
Good connection.
Was she fucking with Jim in the beginning?
Yes, she was. She was always fucking.
Wasn't, but she wasn't. She
wasn't. Was always fucking with him. She just knew it was wrong.
When Jim wanted to chase his dreams,
yes,
to be a sports agent, what did she do? She hated on him.
She didn't hate on it. I wouldn't say she hated on it. She was just... Didn't want him to leave.
All right. I'll give you that. They're my second favorite.
Okay, so who would be your first?
Eric and Donna are third place for me. First place goes to... Because there was never no lack in them. They had a little lack in the beginning of high school, though. It's Corey and Topanga. Corey Matthews and Topanga something.
We're not going back all the way down there.
That 70 show's older.
But even then, if you've seen The Wonder Years, I guarantee that...
What is that? You said.
I'm drunk. All right, this is my third one.
No, it's not. It's your first cup.
Well, first cup, but I have...
Oh, yeah, you had a bottle.
Yeah, Wonder Years was amazing. Like, that's the first show I seen that was, like... It was better than... Better than
Boy Meets World. Nah.
It's different generation. You know what I'm saying? I'm a different generation than you. fandom.
It doesn't have the same impact.
It like, does. Did you watch Boy Meets World? Yes, I did.
Do you remember when Sean's father died?
Yes, I do.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You don't know.
I do. I rewatched it as an adult as well.
Me too. Many a times. Mm-hmm. Many a time.
And I've rewatched Wonder Years as well.
Shouldn't have wasted your time.
You're crazy.
It's a boring show.
No, it is. It's the same thing as...
Not, it doesn't have people laughing.
It does.
The Wonder Years doesn't have people. It doesn't have a laugh track.
Yes, it does. A laugh track? Oh, in the background? Yeah. Oh, no. But that's because that one was more based on, like...
Every episode seemed boring.
You ain't even giving it a chance.
I did. My dad used to watch it.
Yeah, but how old were you when he was watching it?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was young. But I was also young watching Boy Meets World, and I was like, I like this.
But that's because it's different. It also looks different.
I never really mentioned if we're going back. Did my nigga Zach end up with... What? I don't know. But Zach...
No, she did not. He did not.
He didn't have. Uh-oh. He should have. No. He did like a Vegas episode where he got married to her. You ever seen that? It was like... It was kind of weird. It was no laugh track. They went to Vegas. Oh, it was like a mini movie or some shit.
Did they get married, though?
They did. It was him marrying her. She had a short haircut. And they were all older. Did you see they're bringing that back? Did I show you that?
Why are they bringing that back?
The buff dude, the Spanish, Mario Lopez, he's a PE coach or something at school. And Zach and the girl, what's her name? Kim? I can't remember.
Kelly.
Zach and Kelly's kid goes to the school. And he's just like that. And Screech's son goes to the school, too. But Screech's son is like, supposed to be like super hot. He's like Mario Lopez character. Now we're gonna get into the real nitty gritty again with us. More in depth conversation about it. Would you like more wine?
Yes, please.
What is our favorite quality about each other?
Best quality?
Yeah, what is the quality that is your favorite about me? If you have one, maybe I'm just trash. You know? You feel like that was difficult. He was like, favorite? Quality with a Q?
I'm gonna go with... What's the quality?
Let me see my answer.
Because that might just be a thing, you know.
Definitely
what I mean?
Your humor. I like that.
See, but that's basic, you know what I'm saying?
But if I could say like a deeper answer, it's the fact that you are able to make me feel like a sense of like relax. That sounds bad, but like a sense of like home, I guess. Or maybe we'll say just let down my guard and just be myself. And
he's really not crying.
Is that
a quality though?
Yeah, I feel like not everybody, at least for me, I don't put my guard down and allow to be able to just be myself around everybody.
I think your best quality is probably your unselfishness towards me.
Very true, very true.
Yeah. That's probably your best quality because that's a very hard quality to have. If that's a quality, I don't know what a quality is.
No. I accept that answer. Sounds good. What's one thing you have learned about yourself during the quarantine?
That I'm very disciplined. That if I have a goal, I can achieve it.
Mm-hmm. You don't think you knew that before, though?
No.
Really? I knew that about you.
No, because I would start something, but I wouldn't be able to continue it sequentially. I'll take a break. And not that taking a break is bad, but just there's a point where, you know, when you run, and I'm only talking about this run because I have just started running, but it's not just running, it's money-wise too. When you're running, you have that like side, a little side hurt. You ever had
side
that?
Side pain, yeah.
Yeah, the side pain. And it makes you want to stop running because it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing yourself through that. I didn't know I was capable of doing that.
I feel you. You didn't know you had that extra gear.
Not that extra gear, but just that grind. Like, not that grind, but just pushing myself forward. So when your leg hurt and it tells you to stop, you need to stop. I'm continuing. So if I keep doing that with every aspect of my life, it'll just like cleaning the house more. I'm continuing doing that, even though it's getting a little harder because I'm tired of doing it for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But
whoa.
Just
throwing shots.
Just saying, I've been taking out the trash myself and putting the dishes in. Is that because you're not gonna be clean tomorrow for sure?
I took out the trash this week.
That's not the point, guys. But that's what I've learned. So what have you learned?
About myself? That my cooking... I don't have that many... as many things that I can cook.
Mm.
I ran out very quick. Like,
I've ran out already.
Yeah, I got tired of my cooking. Like, I haven't made fried chicken this whole time, bro.
Because you don't want to.
But also, yeah, because I don't want that. What I like, I'm over my fried chicken now. The potatoes over.
Hey.
What's one thing you learned about me during the quarantine? You like, you the same nigga, boy. Mm-hmm. I ain't learned nothing.
Nah. I probably learned how, when you're quiet, that doesn't mean you're mad. That's something I've worked on.
That's very important. Yeah. Sometimes I just think I got shit to say.
I get it. Still learning it, but I'm understanding it a bit more.
I get you. One thing I learned about you.
Also not texting you. That's caused our relationship to go up a little bit.
Because I'm a bad texter?
Miscommunication. We've always fought because of the texting.
When I'm saying F you, I don't mean it like that. No. one thing I learned about you. You got a lot of energy.
That's all recent.
I guess I don't know you.
Nah, yeah, because I was going to work. And I'm up at 7, but I forced myself to go back to sleep because I don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I be up at 7.
Mm.
And I have energy. And that, I think that's just because of the running.
Mm.
It's weird. Once you get... I'm serious because a lot of people don't believe me. But once you get past that... you start enjoying it and like wanting that feeling. Like I don't running? Even know how to describe.
So you think you get a runner's high?
Hmm?
You think you get a runner's high?
Yeah, like it's a different, like it's really a different, because I've hated running for like ever. I remember PE. I literally went to softball because that was the sport that you didn't run in continuously. Like I tried out for basketball and I saw those drills and I was like, I'm out. Trials. And then I went to softball. I did that because I couldn't pass my fucking running test.
Damn.
I hated running. And even like when I would run in the treadmill, I'd probably run like a mile. That's it. I'm not doing 2 miles.
Yeah.
But now I'm forcing myself to go past that like mile. And even in that mile, the treadmill is still different from running outside. Period. Like
which
the
one do you
wind
enjoy
blows
more?
And I well, The treadmill's boring. So I don't know. I haven't ran.
You get AC. You get to watch your TV.
No, it's boring.
You'd rather run outside.
I'd rather run outside. And it also kind of forces you to. Because of the fact that you got to get back home.
Yeah.
So I didn't really put that together.
I got to make Cam dinner. I got to wash them dishes.
That's exactly what I think about when I'm running. I have to do all that. So I got to run back home. Yeah. But that first mile, remember.
How many miles are you running a day right now?
Just two. Like either 2.4 or 2.3, like stuff like that.
Think you ever do a marathon?
No, I'm not doing, not a marathon. Mm-hmm. Like, just feels good. I don't know how to explain it.
Just a hobby right now. Not something you want to do.
No, I want to continue doing
it. Yeah, but I'm saying you don't want to, like, compete in it.
No, just something you enjoy. Just enjoy it, yeah. And it's weird to say that because I've always hated running. And it also has helped a lot with, like, I also do the side stuff, which is, like, the jumping and all that other crap. But that's helped, too. It's, like, it's balancing itself. And then it gives me more energy, but it also drains me at night. So, like, I'll be really asleep at 11, 12, which is not too early.
That's crazy, because I'll be asleep, too. I don't run at all.
Yeah, I don't know why. But I have, like, more energy to cook. I'll even go there. You know what I mean? I have energy enough to do other things, and I don't take naps. And if I do take a nap, it's probably a bad day. I don't know. It's very unusual. But, yeah, that's something I've really learned. And then also, our money is looking kind of cool, so maybe both ways. Mm. Yeah. We have nowhere to go, so.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to spend money right now. You got to force yourself.
Spot something right now.
Really?
Wash.
Oh, it's a store.
I can't all of that. So, like, whenever I buy something, I'll be like, okay, so how much am I taking off my bill? But I actually used the money I got paid for the festival that I paid for, and they returned it back to my credit card, and I remembered about it because I still had, like, $40 left in there.
Oh, okay. So, it was
just
used treat.
That. Yeah, it was a little.
You count
when Well, what this, too.
The do you count celebrate. When I buy stuff for you? Like, when you throw stuff in my basket?
What do you mean?
Like, when I buy, like,
Well, do I count it? What do you mean by count it? I know it's your money. I don't know how much money you got.
You should count it, though, for, like, your own money. Because if we ever break up,
I owe you that.
Yeah, I need that back.
No worries there, sir. Yeah, that watch, mine. Yeah,
Steph Curry was expensive.
Nobody asked you to do that back.
Disneyland.
So what?
This is that expensive.
I got you your own design characters. Fuck out of here. Like, that didn't cost me money. Woo! And a sweater on top of that, guys.
Disneyland.
I got price. This. Apart, I got the actual frame picture, and then I put it on a sweater. You know how much each character, and I put five people on there. Five people. So I'm never going to forget that one. And it wasn't even worn more than, like, maybe three times.
So.
If that, once, maybe.
Because I like it. I don't want to, like, mess it up after washing it and the picture come off. That's my thing.
I put myself in it. That's why. That's why it don't true. Work. That's and I don't true. Know why I did that. But I thought it was a cool little concept.
No, I'm telling you. That's really why. I don't want to have to wash it. And then it fucks up the picture on it. Because after, if the picture gets fucked up, then what?
We learn a little TikTok thing.
Well, I mean, yeah. That is one thing. But I still would like to keep the original crew neck.
Alright, what's up?
Trivia.
Trivia.
You on the Trivia Cam and Steph show.
Clap.
Woo! Yeah.
That's what it should sound like tonight.
Alright. What is so that 70s show trivia. What is Eric's last name?
What
is Eric's last name on that 70s show?
Borman?
Correct. $5. In what town does the show take place? Chicago, Marshfield, Green Bay, Point Place.
Point Place.
Correct.
Point Place.
What is the name of the Foreman's neighbors? Billy and Kitty? No, Bill and Kitty. Dan and Pam. Bob and Midge. Donnie and Marie.
Pathetic. Bob and Midge. Wrong. Final. Whoa.
Not this way. This is going to be a tough one, because I don't even know if you know the names. Which of these actors weren't a part of the original cast? Christopher Masterton?
Ashton Kutcher? Weren't a part of what?
Of the original cast. Huh? Kristen Masterton? Christopher Masterton? Ashton Kutcher? Mila Kunis? Laura Prepon?
The first one.
But yeah.
I know some names.
What is the name of the short-lived spinoff series? Feeling Alright?
The 80s.
That 80s show. How old was Mila Kunis when she auditioned for the show?
14.
Fez is the acronym for what? Fake engineer student? Foreign exchange student?
Foreign exchange student.
Where is Fez from? Peru, Colombia, Mexico. None of the above.
None of the above, because he never said it.
What year did the show debut? 1996, 1997, 1998, 1999.
1998.
Wow. What was the name of Eric's sister? Lisa, Laurie.
Laurie.
Which character did Michael date? Didn't Michael date? Jackie, Laurie, Angie, Donna.
Donna.
What's Eric's favorite movie?
What?
Jaws, The Godfather, Star Wars, Taxi Driver.
Star Wars.
Where did High work when he met Leo, who was played by Tommy Chong? Bargain Bob's, Spinning Records, Price Mart, or Photo Hut?
Photo Hut.
What is Jackie's middle name? Balula or Beulah?
Bertha? Beulah.
What did the characters shout at the end of the show's opening sequence? Hello, Wisconsin. We love Wisconsin. We're feeling fine.
Nothing we love new. Wisconsin.
Got that wrong.
Damn, which one was it?
Hello, Wisconsin.
Damn.
You don't win the money. You lose
everything. What?
Which car did the Foreman family own? Oldsmobile. Beaster, yeah.
I don't know. I knew this much.
At which store did Eric and Red work together?
The Price Mart.
Correct. What is Red's favorite insult? Dumbass, idiot, moron, fool.
Dumbass.
I tried to sell it with the fool. Mm-mm. Which character moved in with the Foremans at the end of the first season? Jackie, Hyde, Kelso. Hyde. Who is Hyde's real father? Oh. Bud Hyde, William Barnett, Red Foreman, Leo.
Repeat that again.
Who is Hyde's real father?
Real father?
Yeah.
Bud William Barnett.
Yeah. Keep this like to top. Extra credit, what TV show was Hyde's father, real father, the black dude, on as a father?
Oh, it's an old show.
Mm-hmm. 90s.
Sister, Sister?
Correct.
Can I have some?
Ray Foreman was his name on the show. This is the end of the bottle. Your podcast is coming to an end.
Pour out all of it.
I'm gonna get a little bit too.
But you got a lot. Oh, no. Well, I mean, yeah, you do. Yours is whiter.
Which actor plays Kelso's brother? James Franco, Adam Levine, Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson.
What?
Which actor plays Kelso's brother? James Franco,
Luke
Adam
Wilson.
Damn, got that right. I thought I was gonna trip you with the Owen Wilson.
I knew that's crazy because I don't know people's names, but I'm remembering names.
What was the name of the stripper Hyde married in season 8? Samantha, Eric, Jillian, Starla.
Samantha.
Correct. What was Donna's nickname when she worked at the WFPP radio station?
Hot Donna.
Who did Donna dream of Eric as in the season 3 episodes Eric's Drunken Tattoo? Paul McCartney, Steven Tyler, James Taylor, David Bowie.
David Bowie. Wait, what was the question?
What did Donna dream of Eric as in the season 3 episode Eric's Drunken Tattoo? Paul McCartney, Steven Tyler, James Taylor, David Bowie.
Steven Tyler.
That's correct. Who did Fez marry to avoid being deported?
Lori.
What are Fez's 2 greatest loves? Porn and candy and clothes. Star Wars and porn, beer and dancing.
Porn and candy.
What is the name of the restaurant in which the gang typically hangs out? The Hub, the Studio, Point Place, Penn, Miller's.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
What is the name of the restaurant in which the gang typically hangs
out? The Hub.
Correct.
That wasn't hard at all, y'all. I was just trying to be like...
Which actor played Eric's rival, Mitch? Seth Green, Dave Frank?
Oh, Mitch. Seth Green.
Where's Eric Foreman during the final season of the show? New York?
Africa.
That was weird. Why you go Africa? I never got that.
He wanted to save and teach kids.
I guess. Which actor is brought in to replace Topher Grace during the final season?
Him.
Josh Myers, Seth Myers, Glenn Howerton, Christopher Masterton.
Christopher Masterson?
No.
The first one?
Josh Myers, yeah.
It's something weird.
Which main character fell off the water tower?
Michael Hyde.
Hey, wait, Eric Hyde, Chris. Kelso, or all of the above?
What?
Eric Hyde, Kelso, or all of the above?
Which Eric main Hyde, Kelso, or all of the above?
Mm-hmm. Which main character fell off the water tower? Eric Hyde.
Oh, Kelso. All of the above, sir.
Correct.
They've all fallen.
What is the name of the only character to die from falling off the water
tower?
Oh,
my God.
Mitch Miller, Charlie Richardson.
Charlie.
Yeah. What was the name of Fez's girlfriend who became unstoppable and obsessed with him? Rhonda, Pam, Carlene, Angie.
Angie.
No.
No?
Deange.
Which one?
It was Rhonda,
Pam.
Oh,
Leon.
Caroline. Angie.
Caroline. It was Caroline. You didn't say... Why did you say her name weird?
I guess. At which store in the mall did Jackie work? The Cheese Palace?
The Cheese Palace.
Correct. And the last question. Who does Jackie kiss atop the water tower in the series finale episode?
Fez.
Correct.
Are these hard questions?
I don't know.
Let me ask you that 70 show question.
All right.
You watched it a couple times, right, sir?
I've dabbled.
You watched it a couple times, right, sir?
Si. My Spanish is decent.
You need to let it get better. My kid gotta speak Spanish.
They'll have apps.
The fuck you mean?
Come on, man. We have dead air.
Okay. What nickname did Hyde give Randy? Captain Record, Randina, Mr. Music, Mrs. Lady Lovely Locks.
Who the fuck is Randy?
Randy's a new guy.
Oh, come on. I hated him. He's my least favorite character. Let me hear it.
Captain Record of the USS Phonograph, Randina, Mr. Music, Mrs. Lady Lovely Locks.
Lady Lovely Locks.
What does Kitty break so that Red will stop working on the refrigerator? Record player, TV, garage door, or kitchen table?
Kitchen table.
No. Garage door.
I remember on the table was...
No, he saw the table, remember?
Damn.
And then she was like, get out of my kitchen. She wanted him to go somewhere else.
I feel like my question's a little harder. The first question was, what's Eric's last name?
When Kitty says she'll buy a hide a new coat, we learn that he ripped it how? Chasing a dog that stole his bag of pot, jumping over a fence with a 12-pack, running from the cops, or falling off the water tower?
Running from the cops.
Sprawl. Jumping off. Jumping over a fence with beer. What happened when Jackie and Donna first met as kids? Well, I know you remember this episode. Jackie gave Donna advice about a boy. They went shopping. They were forced to take a bath together. Donna threw a ball at Jackie. You got this one.
Tell me to ask you again. I don't remember that episode.
Jackie gave Donna advice about a boy. They went shopping. They were forced to take a bath together.
They were forced to take a bath together.
That's wrong people. Wrong people.
What?
That was Kelsey. That was Hyde and Eric. Eric. She hit her with a ball. Come on, man. Because I'm answering these at the same time. What does Fez believe we will make him look better than the new foreign exchange student, Tomas? Remember this one, right? Arm wrestling, becoming class president, taking Jackie on a better date, or jumping a shark while water skiing?
Jumping a shark while water skiing.
I'm glad you get that one, because that was like a whole thing. What nickname is given to Hyde on Eric's 18th birthday? Snookums, Sweetie Pie, Sugar Plum, a Puddling Pop.
What name?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear him again.
Damn it. I guessed it right, so it won't. Okay. Oh, damn. They don't even give you the same questions. All right, let's move on.
Cool, I didn't know that one.
All right, when the gang visits PriceMart, Kelso wants to buy what? Kiss alarm clock, Star Wars phone, Playboy poster, or etch a sketch?
Etch a sketch.
That's wrong. It was a kiss alarm clock.
My questions are hard, man. How many more questions is it?
Ask me.
When Red and Eric are fixing the garbage disposal, Eric freaks out because he thinks, what is a spider? Cotton ball, sponge, napkin, Brillo pad.
Sponge.
Wrong, those Brillo pad.
Dang. That's one.
What are the colors of the trailer Donna got for her and Eric to live in? What are the colors of the trailer Donna got for her and Eric to live in? Silver and yellow, white and green, white and brown, silver and blue.
Silver and blue.
Wrong. Silver and yellow.
Damn. Yeah, all right.
What kind of toothpaste does Fez use? Close Up, AIM, Crest, Colgate.
Crest.
Colgate was right there. When High steals the cable to watch the adult channel, what does Red switch it to? The news, the weather, American Bandstand, or football?
Say it again.
When High steals the cable to watch the adult channel, what does Red switch it to? News. News, weather, American Bandstand, or
American football? American Bandstand.
No, weather.
What the fuck?
What is the name of the local grocery store in Point Place? Gray's Groceries, Smart Mart, Piggly Wiggly,
or... Piggly Wiggly.
You got that right. Last one. What is the name of the older woman Kelso says he's been with? Joyce, Judy, Janice, Julie.
Joyce.
I missed it. What is the color of the ACD logo on High's ACDC shirt? Rainbow, red, black, orange. What is the color of the ACD logo on High's ACD shirt? I can't read them.
Black.
Wrong, it was rainbow.
What? That sucks.
All right, you about ready to wrap up?
You ready to leave?
You got more to talk about?
I got so much to talk about.
Go ahead, man. Your seat is more comfortable than mine, so that's...
Is it? Yeah. Is it really, though? I have a lot to talk about. Oh. As big as TV is tomorrow. I know.
What we should do is take this TV out. Put it in the living room. Put your smaller TV in this box. She'll never know. And we take her big TV. She'll never even know.
She'll never know.
Dust it off. Couple wet wipes. Log out of everything on the TV if it's logged out of anything.
You just want to do that to my TV?
Don't you want the bigger TV? 4 inches bigger.
Is that really a big thing for me?
I don't know. You want to have the third smallest TV in this house?
We used to have the biggest TV in this house until you motherfuckers came around and started getting TVs.
Hey, man.
Oh, my first TV.
Keep up with the times, man.
I could buy a new TV if I wanted to. I could buy a 75-inch if I could.
Wouldn't, though. You ain't got the balls.
I'm not gonna make a stupid money
move. I dare you.
I'm not gonna make a stupid money move. It's not smart.
What if we sell both our TVs to get one? 75-inch TV?
It's less sympathy in that TV.
You bought it.
Exactly. It's my first buy. It's my first adult buy.
Doesn't even have a remote.
I don't know what the fuck happened with the remote.
It's a shame.
You used to have a remote.
I'm still hungry. Some of those chickens. Yeah. Chickens sitting on the counter. Four of them. Maybe eight or something. Are those for tomorrow?
No.
You want to order something tonight?
Yeah, I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, that's what. Hey, my girl, that's what I'm talking about. Ty?
You lost me there.
What's she feeling like?
I don't know what I'm feeling like, but I'm definitely not thinking Ty.
In-N-Out? Taco Bell? Pizza?
You're giving me all types of options, but I'm still not going. It's a date.
What the fuck was that?
It's a cup.
I'm drunk. Wine got me drunk. Didn't expect one bottle to make me feel like this.
Buzzed?
A little buzzed. Probably shouldn't drive to get us food.
Not at this time.
But
quarantine.
Quarantine. What you think of Drake's album?
It's okay. I ran to it. Wasn't a running kind of thing.
Did you rank it? Is it one of his worst albums? It's an album full of throwaways. They're just like throwaway songs. That's what I think.
Like pretty songs good throwaway album.
Yeah, it's because it's Drake. Even his bad songs were still like good. No, Gordon Ramsay fucks up her grilled cheese. I bet it still tastes fire.
Does it though?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Does it? I'm sure. Does it though?
I'm sure. Does it's like it? Me when I cook. I know you're not getting on your phone while we in the studio.
Check me out. Where is this Postmates?
Alright, let's wrap up.
Okay, how do you wrap up?
I usually wrap up with a song. You ready? So long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. It's been way too long and team together.
In the box.
And now it's time to say goodbye. And then stop. So long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now, until we meet again.
This is Stephanie's song now.
There was not supposed to be a second part of the song. supposed to be the goodbye. There is. Did you not read your contract?
There is.
You didn't read your contract. You don't know what's going on around here, huh? This is my show.
Welcome to the Stella Rose. We don't give a foul, Cameron.
We don't give a foul, Cameron.
I can't cuss. I read the contract. It said I couldn't cuss, so I'm not gonna cuss. So yes, a couple lines were mixed up. But whose song was better? Let's be real.
Mine is. It's a classic. You ain't never watched In the Box.
I feel my muscle here.
Ooh, it's good. Feels tight. So goodbye to the next one.
Till next time.
What day of quarantine is this?
It's the first.
So this is the first episode.
Oh no, this is May 1st. When did we start quarantine?
I don't know. April something.
March. No,
March. Wow.
Because I was supposed to go on March. I was supposed to go March 14 to, wait, March 13 all the way to.
That's what, how long?
Yeah, that's how.
So.
So, since 13. So, March 13. It's been a lot of days.
Hope it ends, so. But I kind of like this time.
I don't.
You haven't enjoyed your time with me?
I've enjoyed it 7 weeks, by the way. But I've enjoyed it, but
ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to see my friends.
Yeah, it's a lot of hoes out there I'm missing out on too. Alright, y'all.
My friends.
Ow. Alright. It's been fun.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
Yeah, you heard Siri.
You got me fucked up. I said my friends, you said hoes.
I'm joking. 57 minutes of content that only us two will be able to hear.
Why is it keep saying us two?
I'm not. This is not being published.
It's being published to my stuff.
Maybe we'll hear it later in life.
All right.
End it. Put it in a bottle and then we'll fly it out.
Throw it into the ocean.
Or you know what? Put on a little file drive, tie it to like a little pigeon foot. And somebody find it one day. All right, y'all. Peace.